I've always felt very blessed to be born who I was, where I was, when I was, and with the parents I had. As a black girl growing up in a small, segregated southern town, I could never take anything for granted, and never for a moment lacked a purpose worth living, fighting, and dying for, or the opportunity to make a difference if I wanted to. I was richly blessed with parents and community elders and co-parents who nurtured me and other children and tried to live what they preached. They believed in God, in family, in education, and in helping others. The distinguished black theologian Howard Thurman, who was the dean of chapel at Boston University for many years and also at Howard, once described an oak tree in his childhood yard with leaves that each autumn turned yellow and died but stayed on the branches all winter. Nothing could separate those leaves from the tree. Not wind, not storm, not sleet, not snow, not hail. And these dead leaves would hang on, apparently lifeless, on their branches until spring, when new buds began to form, and then the leaves would fall into the ground to renew the cycle of life. When I think of that tree and his metaphor, I think of my parents. They were like that. They hung on to us children until we could blossom on our own and always put our needs ahead of their own. When I think of them, I think of integrity, consistency, high expectation, family, rituals, and regularity, and I love the intergenerational continuation.